All right, let's do the mixtape game on KDWB. We have a different host every week, and this time it is Eric White, nighttime DJ, hey. E. White on the mic. Sporting new glasses today.
We out here. Yes. Indeed. Ooh. Definitely. We went a little vintage with it. Kind of went with the Anderson Paak swag.
It's like a turtle, isn't that what it's called?
Tortoise shell.
I always rock with that. So I was like, let me switch it up a little bit. I kind of look like I could be in a funk band in the
70s. you do a little bit.
Player in a funk band.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like give me like, I don't know, like bell bottoms and whatever. Is that what they wore back in the
70s?
They did wear bell bottoms. Yes, okay. They sure did.
Yeah, there it is.
All right. So you give us the categories. We come up with perfect songs for the mixtape game, and there is an actual card game called the mixtape game, and it's available, I don't know, probably if you go to mixtapegame.com, I don't know, or Amazon or Target or
probably
something like that. Category number one.
Okay, so your parents went up to the cabin this weekend. You know what that means. The party of the century.
Yeah.
Everyone from your high school is there. Your crush officially thinks you're the coolest person in school. You're getting crowd surfed by everyone at the party. That's how lit this party is getting. What song plays in the background as you celebrate your rise to greatness?
Who do you want to go first?
Okay, first of all, I just like to start off by saying, oh my God, my parents are back together. This is like a really,
My parents are alive again.
This is really exciting for
me. Back in time.
Like I didn't know. And so I like feel like I've always dreamt of being the center of attention, the star. 1, 2, 3, eyes on me is my motto. Mm. So this song would be perfect for this scenario. I'm like, all right, everyone, I'm a little heavier than maybe like an MGK. Catch me. On my back. Going through. All right, they got weak wrists. I'm going down to the keg. Here we go. Beer pong, I'm not good at it, but here we go.
Put her up. 1, 2.
Okay.
Oh my God. Who do you want to go next?
Jenny. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, as someone who has thrown a party while my parents are out of town, I definitely know how to DJ it to make it be absolutely lit. So what I'm imagining is I'm standing on the couch pretending like I'm a DJ, and I'm like shouting out to all of my 10 friends that are there, and I was like, what's up, everybody? And so it's like I'm playing a song as I'm giving like some speech thanking everyone for being at the party of the century. And as the song builds, that's when I jump on top of the 10 people, and then I'm quickly on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couple hands.
Yeah.
And plop.
Oh, I like this song.
It is solid. You hosting a party in high school is like the least surprising statement of the day. Yeah.
I have so many stories from that party.
Oh, I'm sure.
Cindy'd be pissed to know.
She would be really. It didn't happen at her house. It happened at my father's.
Oh, well.
There you go.
He's loser. She's probably happy that it happened there instead. Yeah. She's like, good, wreck his stuff.
Yep,
you know?
Exactly.
Okay, read the scenario one more time.
Oh, yes, of course.
Scenario one more time.
Yeah, so your parents went up to the cabin this weekend. You know what that means.
Yep.
The party of the century.
Yep.
Everyone from high school is there. Your crush officially thinks you're the coolest person in the school. You're getting crowd surfed by everyone at the party. What song plays in the background as you celebrate your rise to
greatness? This party almost really did happen, okay? My crush was Anne DeMore. She was the most gorgeous girl at Air Academy High School.
Ooh.
She was like otherworldly gorgeous.
Just saucy. Yes.
She would have never come to one of my parties, but I like the idea that she's there.
Mm.
There was no such thing as crowd surfing back during the 80s, but this party really did happen. It really did happen. It was crazy. Mom and Dad were in Montana, not at the cabin. And I knew it was a lit party when they said, you got to go downstairs and see what they're doing downstairs. And I ran downstairs, and they were launching fireworks and bottle rockets in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying.
In the basement? Not safe.
There's explosions and sparks everywhere. And for 2 weeks after, the house smelled like fireworks, and I would find remnants like beer bottle caps under the couch. So this party did happen. However, Anne DeMore was not there.
She had a thing.
No. She had a thing.
It
was lit.
Damn,
Anne. She never knew I existed.
Yeah.
Well, you put the effort in, and I appreciate that.
I don't even know. You tried. Okay. What do you got? What do you think? Who wins?
So I don't know what it was, but I almost, like, in my head, I was driving in this morning. I'm like, Dave is going to play Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. For you, it reminds you of parties. For me, it reminds me of my cousin's wedding. So I was just like, I'm sorry. No offense. You're out on this one, Dave.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to win.
I'm sorry. It's just it doesn't affiliate high school party with me. Fallon, I mean, it's tough because Jenny, yours is really good too. But Fallon, I just like immediately like If I'm getting crowd surfed, that's a song I'd want to play in the background. Okay. So you win. I have to dub.
Oh, so we're going. So let me get this right. E, we're going for the most cliche, easy to guess, boring, party like a rock star. You didn't even have a good story about it.
What?
Your story so.
Your story was good, but it's just also like just. If I'm getting crowd surfed, oh my God. And this playing in the background, I feel like that's such a victory in my life.
That's what I felt like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, round two, the mixtape game. Who is the mystery voice? That's E. White. If you listen to the nighttime DJ show, nighttime show here on KWB, that's your man over there.
That's me. That's what I do. All right, scenario number two. You're moving to Colorado, Dave. You know a thing
my
or two about
state.
That place.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
I win automatically because I know the state.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that's
how
it
works. No.
Nobody asked you, Jenny. Nobody asked you.
Well,
Jenny.
I have an opinion regardless.
You're moving to Colorado. Mountains, nature, equally bad sports teams. Oh, as you're unloading everything into your new place, the couple next door welcomes you with a plate of brownies. They tell you they get high praise for their delicious treats. Later, as you're watching Netflix, everything starts spinning. You're transported to another planet. It's the brownies. You ate the entire plate.
Oh, God.
What's the soundtrack to your life for the next 7 hours? Seven, give or take. Depends on who you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Jenny, go ahead. What's up?
Eric, this hits a little too close to home for me. As someone who has experienced this exact situation before, and I thought I was dying, and all I could do is I called my mom in the airport, and I asked her for some help.
Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Good choice.
Won't you please help me?
If you haven't heard this story,
it's on a podcast.
Yeah, Jenny talked about it in Minnesota Goodbye. It is legendary. It's
called
so good.
420 Stories. Yeah. The title episode.
Yeah. I'm not sure if my mom knows still what exactly was happening, but let's just say I was freaking out in an airport and my mom had to talk to me for an hour while I was in a bathroom stall.
Because you were so baked? Seriously?
Yes. Because it was like the number one situation they tell you not to do when you try edibles. Mm. You take too much because you think like, oh, it's not happening. And then you take more.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, you don't know what's happening.
Right.
Yeah. You end up paranoid and you're it's awful. Yeah.
Ball pit Chuck E. Cheese and stuff. You know, it really depends on what you're going with. Dave.
Yes, sir.
What you got?
Okay. So where am I again? I moved to Colorado. I had a bunch of edibles.
Yeah, moved to Colorado. A bunch of edibles that were given to you by your sweet neighbors. You know, what song plays in the background?
I have the ultimate song, as if this song was written for this scenario, and I think I'm going to win. I'm in Colorado, and I'm high.
It's the Colorado Rocky Mountain High.
I'm just swaying, and I'm baked.
I've seen it rain and fire in the sky.
Dude, it's raining fire, like in the sky.
Shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High.
These are Rocky
start
Mountain
crying
High.
A little bit. You know, just
and
getting all emotional.
Wait, what?
Get start crying.
It's a Rocky Mountain High. And where is it again? In Colorado.
There it is.
Yes, yes.
Okay. God. You told me my last one was cliche.
Try to top that one. Did you think of that one?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so that's why.
No.
Go ahead. Let's see what weak sauce choice you came up with.
Weak sauce. I'll run it back one more time for the peeps. You're moving to Colorado, mountains, nature, and equally bad sports teams as you're unloading everything into your new place. The couple next door welcomes you with a plate of brownies. They tell you they get high praise for their delicious treats. Later, as you're watching Netflix, everything starts spinning. You're transported to another planet. It's the brownies. You've eaten the entire plate. Fallon, what song plays in the background of your life for 7 hours?
Yeah, I'm not going to be chill. I would be closer leaning to a Jenny situation. And from my one experience of being like, this doesn't work. Oh, my God. Have I been talking in this conversation this entire time? What have I been saying? Oh, God, why is that guy running for the neighbor's garage thinking it's on fire? These are all things that actually happen. I would be panicking, and this would be playing.
Is this the real life?
Oh, come on.
Is this just fantasy?
What's happening?
Caught in a
oh, God. Am I actually here?
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Open your eyes.
Also, this song really takes me through the tumultuous feelings of like calm, panic, out of control, and then chill again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from. Yep. That's all right. Yeah, Dave, you got the dub here. I mean,
okay,
it's just, I can just, because I just
what
envisioned.
What is happening?
Well, I could just.
Colorado.
She's
it's
lost
Colorado,
it.
And it's about being high, Jenny.
It's all about experiences, and you just ate an entire plate of brownies. You're telling me you're going to be vibing to this? You're going to be freaking out. No, you're not. You're going to be freaking out.
I'm good.
Even the person who smokes the most weed in the world, if they ate an entire plate of brownies, they would be freaking out.
You got to understand. I just, like, as he was playing the song in the background, I just saw Dave on, like, a tweed couch with, like, tie-dye in the background. Yeah. Just felt right.
Okay, so maybe we can picture the scene, but I don't think it fits the emotion.
Okay, let me just say something. I am not a weed guy. I don't know what I would experience. I would like to think of it as a pleasant experience, okay?
No, not when you eat an entire
not poor soul. Panic in an airport bathroom. Okay. You're just jealous because you didn't win it.
I just really thought I had a good song for this one.
Well, it was okay.
Yeah. Jenny, you definitely came in second, pal.
Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Okay. Mixtape game hosted by E. White from KDWB. Fallon's got one round. I've got one round. Jenny with a big goose egg. Let's move on to round number three.
All right. Scenario number three. You've done it. You've qualified for the X Games in Minneapolis. You're about to be among the greatest skateboarders in the world. This year, they've added a new obstacle to the course, a giant staircase. I'm talking like 20 steps. This is like a huge staircase. You know if you nail this jump, you walk away with the gold medal. You size up the jump. You fly into the air. And as you get ready to land, you realize your board is nowhere to be found. What song plays?
It's not in your hand. It's just gone.
It's just gone. It's just gone.
You're going
it could
down.
Be to the side. Somebody might have taken it. Who knows? I don't know. What song plays as you soar towards your impending doom and ultimate embarrassment on national TV? Dave, we'll start you off.
Okay, now, as a former skateboarder myself, yes. I am slightly familiar with the feeling of you know you're going down. This happens, Eric, picture this, in ultra slow motion. Mm. Not slow motion, ultra slow motion, where you can see everything from my eyes getting wider to my mouth opening and mouthing. All in ultra slow motion as this song plays. Ultra slow. I mouth it again. Oh, fuck.
Your face hits the pavement. All your teeth go flying. God.
Flying Yuck. Teeth. Compound fracture.
Jeez.
And it makes, like, every highlight reel. People love it. It goes viral as that song plays in the background. Thank you.
I like it. I like it. Jenny, we'll go with you next.
Okay. Also, as a former skateboarder.
Yes, of course.
Whatever.
I did. No, I'm dead serious. I split my shoulder blade when I was in fourth grade and I
That's
was in
incredible.
A sling.
That's incredible. Incredible.
Thank
yeah,
you
yeah,
very much.
Seriously, yeah.
Hardcore.
Also, in the same scenario, I'm picturing more of like a Jackass scene where like you're trying to be goofy, wacky, wild, and then everything goes wrong. So they slow down that scene specifically. And that skateboard that's basically been your partner for your entire life is just gone. And all you can think about is like, I'll always remember you.
Good God.
Is it hey Judge Eric? Is it fair that Judge have a question?
Yeah, what's up?
Is it fair that Jenny jacked my slow mo?
No.
Vibe?
This is why this game gets political. Is because the order of the way that you get to
you're
set
stealing.
Up. The,
I mean, I feel
stealing.
Like everybody envisions slow mo as they're falling.
You're stealing
that fast.
My slow mo vibe.
No, I'm not. This is the exact same scenario I had set up in my head, and then you got to go first, so it feels as though I'm stealing. So much politics in this game. I don't like it.
I'm gonna say that like most people would envision it as slow mo. So right. I think you're good here. I'm not gonna
thank
check.
You, Eric.
Okay. All right.
Balance
up.
Fallon, what's up? Yes. One more time with the scenario. You've done it. You've qualified for the X Games in Minneapolis. You're about to be among the greatest skateboarders in the world this year. They've added a new obstacle course, a giant staircase. You know, if you nail this jump, you walk away with the gold medal. You size up the jump. You fly into the air. As you get ready to land, you realize your board is nowhere to be found. What song plays as you soar into your pending doom and ultimate embarrassment on national TV?
I've worked for this my entire life, so I imagine as I know I'm going down, I know this is probably not only embarrassing, but also a career ender. Like, I'm probably never going to skateboard the same again. And so I am having the, like, life of, like, all the, like, high moments and all the work I've put in flash before my eyes, knowing it's coming to an end and all of my dreams are being crushed. Boulevard Broken Dreams, E. It's a boulevard.
You're tugging on my heartstrings with Green Day, I will say.
Flashing to when I first got my first skateboard. It's over.
Did you know mine's in ultra slow motion? I mean, it's everybody heard. It's ultra
Everyone
slow
heard.
Motion. Mm-hmm. I'm mouthing the words, oh, fudge, as I crash face first. Did you know it was ultra slow motion?
I did know it was ultra slow motion. I also knew Jenny's was, apparently. So,
Thank you.
She heard me do ultra slow motion. Of course it
was. I will slap you.
I'm going to slap you.
You guys should slap you.
I'm surprised you didn't steal my song. I'm surprised you didn't go, you know my song, as everybody heard.
Hey, Dave, I'm throwing it out there. It's been a long time. You two should have a slap off.
I'm not going to slap Jenny for it. I'll push her down some stairs.
I will rep.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah, what?
I will ref the slap boxing match. So I'm envisioning just like the result of this to be viral video with a pause at the end with somebody's face going straight into the pavement. And just naturally, Jenny's song makes sense for that. So I
what?
Think Jenny's
oh, man. I didn't see it coming.
I didn't either.
I just like the category sucked. Oh, the category was good, but her song selection sucked.
I just feel like just like that's the end. That's it. Like you're done for the rest of your career. So, yeah, you'll remember that.
You know what that is, Jenny?
Hmm.
A PV.
What does that
pity
mean?
Vote. That's a pity vote right there. That's a pity vote.
I don't think you should talk about that while Eric's still the judge and it's now tied three ways and we still have to find a winner.
That's a pity vote right there. Eric, I commend you for having pity on poor Jenny and her sucky song selections today.
Dave has pretty much only ever won mixtape game based off of the
Jenny, this is your best song so far. I will say, I will remember you as definitely your best song so far.
Okay, so we have a tiebreaker category.
Let's do it.
I'll be honest that I did not prepare something for this because I was expecting it to be like presented to us last minute. Is that okay?
It was in the email.
No, I know, but I know we were going to do it like on the spot like we usually do.
Fallon
so
was
I'm
just
coming
so confident
up.
She was going to win.
No, not that at all. Just that's how we usually play it. So you're out.
Between me and Jenny then.
Well, I have a song. I just quickly YouTubed, but I don't have one on the like board basically.
Oh, okay. Well, while you figured that out, I'll read the last scenario. So you've been searching for a summer job and you found it. You're going to be working at the state fair. You're super excited to be working at the place you grew up going to every year. As the fair approaches, you find out you will be working at the Miracle of Birth Center. What song are you hearing as you catch your first calf out of the mother's womb?
Who do you want to go first, Jenny or
Jenny,
me?
I'm interested. Yeah.
Me? Okay. Well, if you've gone to this before, you know it's a messy situation. It's not exactly like the cleanest, like... There's just a lot of goop on that calf.
There is, yes.
And it's probably going to be a little slippery, but you want to make sure the calf is healthy and get them to health.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that this song is playing as I'm holding it.
Apparently, Jenny is channeling her inner Dave Ryan.
I was going to say, very old school here. You use the word goop, so you already are at this disadvantage here. Goop
How else
is a
would you describe this? Slime? Would have slime,
slime
been better?
Yeah. Less weird?
Yeah.
Goop sounds awful. That's like a moist type vibe there.
I got to tell you, one time I was at the Miracle of Birth, and there was like a cow or a pig or something born right in front of us. I didn't video that. I videoed the expressions of the people that were sitting next to us. It was like, oh, God. God.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was way better than the Miracle of Birth.
Yeah, 100%. Fallon, you got yours?
I do. So you have to turn on my computer, Dave, over there. But, okay, so I don't know. I'm speaking out of turn as far as I don't know what Dave has done in his life, but I don't think either of them actually been available for real cow birthing. But this is how I grow up. I have my dad's photos of him with the big plastic gloves on, helping assist pull a calf out of the cow. So I did grow up part of my life on a farm. And just like any birth, it's a beautiful, beautiful moment in time. And so I chose this one.
Beautiful. I can tell you didn't get a lot of time to put into this one.
Beautiful. I'm proud of myself. I've done this. I've looked forward to my whole life. Thank you, Whitney Houston.
Your whole life.
My whole life. If you grow up on a farm, you look forward to this.
You've been nexted.
You're not the judge. You're not the judge. You're not the judge.
I might, yeah.
How dare you?
You've been searching for a summer job and you found it. You're going to be working at the state fair. You're super excited to be working in a place you grew up going to every year. As the fair approaches, you find out you'll be working at the Miracle of Birth Center. What song are you hearing as you catch your first calf out of the mother's womb, Dave? What do you got?
Okay, as an experienced spectator at the Miracle of Birth Barn, I am thrilled to be right there catching that calf as it comes out. I'm cradling that calf. Calf's all four legs are sticking up in the air, and I get a selfie, and this song is playing.
Hello, baby calf. It's horrible.
It's covered in slime and goop.
Oh, he gets discounted now.
Nobody asked you, Jenny. Nobody asked you. Jenny, stay out of this.
I don't want to.
Okay. So there is my song on the final round, the tiebreaker round, Baby Love. E.
Can I change my answer really quick?
No.
No,
a new
one? That's not
no,
how it works.
Can you just play it really quick? Can you just play it real quick?
No.
Can you just hit my sound?
No.
And I'm going to take because a listener texted that in and gave me that idea.
I know. It's funny.
No, we should have all thought of that one. That would have probably
the listener wins the round.
They do.
Definitely, for sure. But out of you three, here's the thing is like, y'all all went more positive than I thought you were going to go. Like, I'd be like horrified. Like, maybe that's just me because I'm in my mid 20s and babies scare me.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Maybe that's just kind of me as a person, but. Huh, this is tough. You know, Dave, I can just, again, it is a scenario thing where I can see you taking a selfie playing this in the background on Instagram. So I got to give you the dub today, man.
I would like to thank you. I respect all your choices. Eric, thank you so much. I would like to thank my very competent competitors, Fallon and Jenny,
thank you.
Who totally jacked everything that I came up with today.
I refuse.
Didn't have an original thought
to this right now.
She stole everything from slow motion to classic rock songs like this one. Just hold on.
You can't. I didn't think that was funny.
You wouldn't even know that song if it wasn't for me.
You can't claim song. How many times have I told you I listen to that soundtrack at Bubba Gump's every day?
I will give it
that. Special.
I will.
You're right. Eric White, thank you so much for hosting the Mixtape Game. We appreciate you.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.